Hello and welcome. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how pregnancy loss changes you. Hi, my name is Kim Kelly from Heaven's Gain Ministries, and today I am joined by my sister-in-law, Donna Murphy. We do change after pregnancy loss. This is not necessarily a bad thing, but there definitely are changes. For me personally, it took the innocence away from pregnancy. I know that's really common, but that's not all.
That's right. I feel like I'm a different person in some ways too. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think I'm more compassionate, more loving, more caring. I really value each moment that I get with each of my children, the time that I get with my spouse. Everything in life seems to be a little more valuable. And that's an incredible gift after pregnancy loss. But there are other things that are not so wonderful. For instance, when I see a pregnant woman or a pregnant person tells me that they're pregnant, I'm really happy for them, but I'm also really worried inside. I show the happiness, but I keep the worry to myself. Have you had that happen, Kim?
I have. It like I said before, it just takes that innocence away from pregnancy. I feel like half the time I can't breathe when someone tells me that they're pregnant. And I really won't again until the baby's born. When they say things to me like, I haven't felt the baby move in a while, or how many times should a baby move in an hour because my baby hasn't, it takes my breath away.
I know that 1 in 33 babies are lost in the second trimester, but I lost 2 babies in the second trimester. Those statistics really didn't mean anything to my body, to my babies, because I lost 2 out of 10 pregnancies in the second trimester. What do you think about statistics?
My doctor once told me after we lost our second in a row that it was like being struck by lightning twice. And he actually had a very interesting way to show me statistically that it wouldn't happen again. He said, if you took 0.007 times 0.007, that is the percentage that you would lose 2 babies after having perfectly normal pregnancies. And if you do that 3 times, the number's even smaller. I lost 5 in a row. And when I took 0.007 5 times, I got an error message on my calculator. Now, it sounds kind of funny, but the number was so small, it should have never been possible. So statistics just stopped mattering to me, which I guess could be a good thing, right?
It could be a good thing. I think about that at church festivals when I take a chance on something. I'm like, well, I didn't win the lottery on pregnancies necessarily, but maybe I'll win this little raffle they're having, because statistically it may not happen, but it could be a good statistic thing for me.
Maybe one day we can win the lottery. Who knows?
That would be wonderful,
wouldn't it? One positive for me is just my drive to learn more, to be more educated about pregnancy loss, learning ways of coping after pregnancy loss, and even ways of preventing it. Education for women to try to find out maybe why they have lost their babies, teaching them how to be their own advocate to figure it out if the doctors are kind of stumped. So there have been some positives with my changes.
And I know a positive because you have made a huge difference, Kim. Because of Kim educating our clients, a number of them have taken preventative measures that have allowed them to carry a rainbow pregnancy to term. We could fill a board with different pictures of babies who have been born to moms who had a previous loss. And thank you, Kim, for doing that good work and that Rainbow Baby Support Group.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet so many people over the years. I'm so happy that people come and have an openness to talk about it. And I couldn't do it if they weren't open to learning and they weren't open to educating themselves and being their own advocate. So I'm very proud of all the moms that have come to the group, who have tried to work through grief and have found ways to prevent pregnancy loss in the future.
And not only are we worriers about people with pregnancy loss, but one of the positive things is that we are not just worriers, but we are warriors. And so we help defend each other. We help each other if somebody is saying some unkind things. We'll step in and change the situation, try and educate family members so that they can understand what that person is going through, educate on prevention, educate on what is normal, what is not normal. When do you need to go see a doctor and a group is not enough? We educate in all these different kinds of areas. And I think it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, pregnancy loss is awful. And there weren't a whole lot of people doing something about it. But I'm glad I'm your sister in loss, your sister in worry, and your sister as warrior.
I like that. I actually saw a t-shirt on, I believe it was Amazon. And no, I don't have stock in the t-shirt. But it said, if you ever question the strength of a woman, ask one that gave birth to an angel. So we are definitely warriors in loss.
So after the changes happen, after a pregnancy loss, some people say they miss the old you. And I think sometimes I miss the old me too. I missed being carefree. I miss not worrying about a lot of things. I miss that innocence that I had, like you talked about. Have you had other people say to you they miss the old you?
I miss the old me. I guess there are people that have said, Kim, you're just not who you used to be. And that's true. I'm not. But that's okay. I am who I am now. And I've learned to accept that. And those around me have learned to accept that. And it's not all bad.
It sure isn't. I think it's a growth. I think we're growing as humans. We're growing as moms. We're growing as family members and as supportive women to other mothers. I think it's a real area of growth. So if you are one of us who has changed since your pregnancy loss, comment below and let us know how you feel like you have changed or how you feel like you're the same or what has made a difference. What other comments do you think they could give, Kim?
Just like and subscribe to our page. We'd love to hear from you. And we hope this was really helpful.